Today's daf is daf Samach Vav. We're holding in the middle of the sugya of defining the levels of believability and requirement for the presence of edim, or one aid, or hodal piatzmo, and so on and so forth. So what we've discovered so far is that when it comes to kiddushin, almost everyone agrees that we need the presence of edim in order to achieve the actual kiddushin. And that even though when it comes to mamonis, we know that an eid echad is very valuable because he can be mechayev you shvua midiraisa. And there are some who said that because of that, the presence of the eid echad when it comes to kiddushin is also sufficient, as long as we don't need him to testify as to what happened. We know what happened because everyone's agreed. But that presence was enough. But what we discovered is that that seems to be not the normative approach, and almost everyone held that that wasn't the case. Then we went through a number of different things about the presence of Eidut for Kinyanim. And so we found over here a psak that Eidim are not required for Kinyanim at all. And indeed, that's the way the Rabbeinu Tam paskins. We don't need Eidim for Kinyanim. There are those who argue and say you actually do need Eidut for Kinyanim if you're chozer, because you'll notice that the Gemara only talks, well, we're not going to be chozer. And to which he comes along and says, well, that's not the issue. It's more than what you're saying. It's that we only need Adam for Shakri. But that's not clear that that's how we pass, because there's three levels here. There's one, is the chaluka that I was talking about, the two children. Is the chaluka good chaluka without Adam at all? Even though we're all agreed. So do we have the classical din of shutafim, or do we have a din of errors, with all of the differences that that involves? The other question would be, would the chalukah be good enough that we couldn't change our minds? Right? So in other words, it may not be good at all, so we're considered to be yorshim. It may be good enough until we change our minds, so that while we're agreed, the chalukah is a good chalukah, but we could still say, well, we changed our mind, and there were no witnesses, and therefore there was no external confirmation, and we can now say, forget about it. And then there's the third level, which the agreement per se, we all are admitting that there was such an agreement, is binding forever, like any other agreement, and that the presence of Adam is only necessary to establish the facts. That was the question of the Gemara. The Gemara was saying it was only necessary to establish the facts. The Rabbi Hotam Paskin said, la halacha. There are, however, those who don't paskin that level, they paskin the mid-level. That it is a good chalukah, but it doesn't bind you. If you do change your mind, and you are a chozer, so then the fact that the edim weren't there, in fact, allow you to be chozer. Then we had the question of an eid echad. Even in case, well, before that, actually, we had a level in mamonos where a person's own hodah is the equivalent of eidut. But that's because the Torah says, asher yomar ki hu zeh. So the Torah gives the emanut to create legal realities to an individual who says something. Even if he says afterwards, well, I said it under pressure, I didn't really mean it, and so on and so forth, which obviously would not be the case in other dinim in the Torah. If a person comes along and says, I did such and such a chait, and I'm chayiv, we don't believe him. His emanut is completely the same cheskes kashrus that he had up until then. There's no such thing as self-incrimination. But when it comes to the din of mamon, you could be mechayev yourself as if there's a witness, and then you can't change your mind. But that's, again, because of a special pasuk. We have special dinim of odat bal din by mamon. We have special dinim of an eid echad by mamon. According to some, we even have a special din of eid echad lagabi kiddushin, as long as we know what the facts were. Then we had the set of things that Abaya came along about different things that the eid echad was neman, which were not inyanim of arayot. And so over there we talked about the right to bring a korban, if a guy accepts what the witness says, that you were chayav a korban. Or the question of whether his shor is kosher l'mizbeach or not. Or the question of whether his peirot are tahorim. Things like that, which are in fact going to affect other people as well. So that there we said, not so far, what we said was that the fact that he's quiet when there's an eid echad is shtika kahoda'ah, which basically is saying that we'll accept what the witness said because this guy says it's true, not because it has anything really to do with the eid. And we're going to see now whether that's really true. So now the Gemara raises the question as follows, Iboilo. And we're now about a third of the way, well, I would say it's really, it's about three from a fourth of the way down, actually. So now, somebody says to, an Eid Echad says, Ishto Zinta. And that Ishto Zinta was only an Eid Echad. Now here we're back again to something that seems similar to the Sugya of the Kiddushin. By the Kiddushin we also said, okay, it's a Davar Sheberavah, it's the requirement for a type of Kenyan that needs Eidim. The fact that you guys, the man and the woman, are agreed that there was Kiddushin, according to Moshito, didn't help. So now we're asking, well, according to Abaya, what would be the din there? Your wife now has been sleeping with somebody. There's one aid. And the husband is shotek. He doesn't say anything. Mao. So Omar Abaye, now Tosfos Gir says, Omar Abaye hihi. It's the same as the case. I just gave you three cases where we do believe in aid echad. And you're now saying, well, it's the same thing. What's the difference if he says your animal is puzzle for the Mizbayach or he says your wife is puzzle for you? Same thing. Okay? Now, why? What about the problem of Davar Sheba'erva? I mean, why isn't this exactly the same? And then, I mean, besides that, there's another issue which Tosis brings up, which is when it comes to Sotah, we said over there that an Isha is not Nesert al Ba'ala without Kinui Vistira. I mean, unless we know for a fact that there was Znut, but then we would need to aid it. There's no Kinui Vistira here. This is not a case of a Sotah. So what the heck is going on? Where do we get this idea? So Tosis indeed says that all of that by Kinui Vistira is only talking about where the person is not Shotek. And he says, well, why should I accept that? Why should I be chosh to my wife? Why? And we say, well, what do you mean? You're a Makaneher. But over here, indeed, there is another issue. And that other issue would be the ne'emanut of an Eid Echad, where the person is buying into what he says. So here we're saying that it's kosher, that's believable. Rav Omar, eino ne'eman. Which too raises a question. Why eino ne'eman? What about shtika kohoda'a? And we said all along, shavyan avshchati chadi sura. Let's say, Nestosis asks, let's say we don't believe him, fine. But you said, you're quiet, if we understand shtika kohoda'a. And we understood all along the cases that we had earlier, as that when a person says, I was mekadesh you, even though we don't believe him, but shavyan avshchati chadi sura. So if we now think that he's agreeing to what the eight says, so then he's saying his wife is Asura on him. So how can Rava deny that and accept all of the other cases in the Mishnah? So here Tosfos explains that we have been making a mistake and that the necessary way of understanding the Shtika is not a Shtika Koda and that it is not the equivalent of a net in which the guy is saying, yes, it's true. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that because I don't argue, I'm accepting the fact that now the aid has raised my suspicions. So if the aid has any legal position, so then the fact that he raised your suspicions is enough to answer it on you, not because of Shavian Avshachati Hadisura. In other words, what we understand is that an aid is not meaningless. That we see from single aid. That we see from Momenis, that we see where there's raglayim ladover by Sotah, the Eid Echad now makes a difference because there's raglayim ladover. Says Tosis, his shtika is the equivalent of raglayim ladover. It's very strange that a guy doesn't become indignant. And why didn't he become indignant? So there's raglayim ladover. Okay. So then, if it's something in which it's not nogeh dvar erva, where the Torah didn't say specifically davar, and that davar has to be apay shnayim, then that aid would be sufficient to make a difference. But since when it comes to all cases except for the case of Sotah, where the Torah defines the nature of the raglayim ledavar, we will not accept, says Rava, the case over here of an aid echad, because he has no validity whatsoever, since it all comes down to him, and not to shavyan avshachati chadi surah, the him is meaningless when it comes to erva. This is an important change now in the way we've been understanding the sugya. So then Rava now redefines what it is that we've been thinking. It's not simply shtika kohodah. It's shtika which now backs up an aid to be raglayim ladover for an aid echad, which doesn't work by erva. Okay? So it's a whole new, there's a whole new way of looking at it. Because, says Rava, it's a davar sheberva, vein davar sheberva, pachot mishnayim. Omar Abai says, Abai, well, I can bring you proof that halakha l'maisa, you're wrong, and that, in fact, people are makbid on this, because I'll tell you maisa shahaya. Arus Samir, there was a blind man, Davi Mesader Matnaita Kameda Bashmul, he used to come every day to say over, he was their Bar Ilan program, and he would say over all of the, no, seriously, they used to have people that were, especially when he's blind, so he, you know, focused on memorization. So he would say over all of the various brayot in front of Marshmallow every day. They used him as the resource person. So anyway, Yuma Chad Noga, V'lo Avikat. So one day it's late, he didn't, and he's not showing up. So Marshmallow sends somebody, maybe he needs somebody to help him, and sends somebody to get him. So he showed up Shlicha Abatra. Now meanwhile, the Shliach goes to the house. There were two different roads. He arrives, meanwhile, while the shliach of Shmuel is going to the house. Shliach of Shmuel comes to the house and sees some exciting things and comes back to tell that Ishto Zinta, he's not at home, but there are other men in there. So Atu Lekami de Shmuel. So now the blind man asks Shmuel, what do I do? Omar Le, so Shmuel said to him, well, Imehem Alach Zilafka, V'ilo Lo Tafik. Look, I mean, if you believe it, I mean, you seem to be a little worried about it. So then be Motzir. And if not, not. So what does that mean, if you believe it, my love? Imehem Alach Dalav Gazlanu. I mean, if you believe that this aid is a kosher aid, is that what the issue is? And that, therefore, you do have an aid echad, since you haven't said anything to be makdish the aid, we're accepting the fact that there's raglayim ladavar, and he would be neman. I think that's what it means. Says Rava, no, that's not what it means at all. Imehem and lach means exactly what it says. If you are absolutely convinced by this guy in your heart, so then you be makdish on yourself. I mean, obviously, you're going to have to give her a get and a ksuva and everything else. I mean, you can't say, because I feel he's telling the truth, that therefore you have a right to deal with anything other than yourself on the basis of your feeling. But if you feel that she is in fact being mizanah and she's asura on you, so okay. So then you can give her a get and you can pay her ketubah, as the Rush says. But if you don't feel 100% that it's the same in your eyes as if you had real witnesses, then you don't have to worry about it. Because this is the kind of thing that it's a davar shebe'erva, and why should you? It's only a chiyuv to be machmir on yourself if you really 100% are convinced. Sorry? He's only being machmir on himself. Whenever you're machmir on yourself, you're nogei b'davar. By definition, he's not defining anything for anybody else. Right? So, this is the kind of thing, by the way, that happens all the time. That men get information that their wives are fooling around with other people. But there's not two witnesses. And again, it boils down to this question. Do you really believe it as if there were two witnesses? So fine, then you could be machmir. If not, not. Omar Abai, mina minala. He says, Abai, okay, you don't like that raya, I'll bring you another raya. The Tanya. Ma'aseh b'yanai ha-melech, shahalach l'kuchlik shebimidbar. It once happened that Yanai went to Kuchlik. Now, Yanai was a Kohen. And by the way, this is not the Yanai that we're used to thinking about, who was, the Tarkava de Dinre, with Yoshua ben Gamla, with Eleni Amalka, that was Shobsian Amalka, that was all at the time of the Churban. This is the Yanai that was in the days of Shimon ben Shetach, who was a Melech, was a Kohen, and certainly did not act as a Kohen Gadol. And it was a question afterwards, we took the kuna, so then there's a question whether he is the one we refer to as Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Anyway, so he went to Kuchlit. Kuchlit was an area in the Midbar, and Kiveshem Shishim Krachim had a lot of military success, and there were 60 different campaigns that he won. He was extremely happy. B'chazarato, Aya Sameach Simcha Gedolah, V'kara L'kol Chachmei Yisrael. So he brings together all of the Chachomim, and he tells them, look, I think that we should celebrate in a very special way. Our forefathers were so poor that the binyan of the Beit HaMikdash, made it that all they had to eat were some pickles. That's all they had. And they had to give up everything in order to have a Beit HaMikdash. And we have so much, and have so many successes. That's what we should have. We should have a meal of pickles. Obviously, pickles don't mean only pickled cucumbers. Melochim, all kinds of pickled things that you are able to preserve, and you keep it for the days when you don't have, and that's all they had. So, hello, melochim. Indeed, that's what they did. They served melochim on shulchanot shel zahav. The setting was beautiful. It was a fabulous hotel, and so on. But that's what they had, zecher to the binyan of the Beit HaMikdash. V'yachlu. Hayasham echad, ish late slave rav liyal. There was this horrific guy over there, whose name was Elazar ben Poira, shmo. Vayomer Elazar ben Poira liyanay amelech. Yanay amelech, libam shel perushim alech. These guys, these religious guys, they hate you. They're not happy that you've had these successes. They would do anything to get rid of you. Maya says, what can I do to uncover the truth? I'll tell you what to do. Hakem lahem betzitz shebeninecha. Look, you're a Kohen. Put on the tzitz. It's got the Shem Hashem on it. Make them all stand up and see what they say. And here's a big machlokas that was Magad, the sugya we had earlier. Is it mutar to wear the bigdei kuna shelo b'shat avodah? Right, so did he do something usur or not? Now remember, before we said lo nitnu Torah lemalachei asharet, I mentioned to you then that might mean how quickly you have to take off your clothes, but it also might mean that the Torah therefore wasn't makbid wearing the big day kuna shelo b'shat the avodah b'chlal, which is how Rashi understands here. He says, well, he didn't do anything wrong in doing that. It was not that it was usur. Tosfos says, no, come on. Obviously, if the Gemara says over there, it's not malachei asharet to tear your clothing off the moment you finish, so then certainly there's a hakpada to get your clothes off. It's just that you don't have to go crazy. But you certainly can't put on the tzitz and stam shelo b'shat avodah unless there's a special din of the tzitz. And that I agree, says Tosfos. Since it says v'ayam yitzchut tamid, and tamid implies under any and all circumstances, therefore it was the tzitz specifically that he was able to do shelo b'isur. The Ramban has yet a third approach. The Ramban says, although it's true that you can wear bigdei kuna shelo b'shat avodah, that's only in the Beit HaMikdash. You don't have a right to go out in the middle of nowhere in the Negev and wear the bigdei kuna. So dafka, he was doing an isur. And that was what enraged the Chachamim.
He called them out to the midbar, that the Suda was in the midbar,
yeah.
Not Yerushalayim.
Apparently, that's how we understand it. And that's why it was outside. Well, I mean, unless you want to say maybe Yerushalayim is also called outside. You can eat kachim. Okay, so what happens? Maybe Chazorato means he got back. So what happens? So they get very upset. Everybody stands up, and zikim lem betzit shebenin avayasham zaken echad. So it was one of the chachomim. His name was Yehuda ben Gedidia. Vayomer Yehuda ben Gedidia leyanai hamelach. Yanai hamelach. Rav loch keter malchut. Anach keter lekuna zaro shel Aharon. Now obviously he was a Kohen, so this was extremely insulting. Because if they say it, Hanach Lazaro Shel Aharon, they're saying that he's not a kosher goy. Why was that? Shayu Omrim Imo Nishbet B'Modi'in. His mother had been kidnapped by goyim in Modi'in during the war, and therefore, Midrabona, we consider her to be psula, because we assume that she was vadai raped. Vayevukash Hadavar Volonim Tsa. And so they got to the bottom of it, and we're going to see what that means. It was not found that that was a real problem. And because of that, Vayibadlu Chachmei Yisrael Bezam, he threw them out of the Suda. Vayomer Elazar ben Poir leYanai HaMelech, Yanai HaMelech, Hedyot Shebi Yisrael Kachudino. I understand But a simple person is supposed to be mavater and not get all upset and learn to be sovel his elbon. So you threw them out and that's the end of it. But you're a melech. Atah melech. And you're a kohen gadol. Kachu dincha. Well, you're supposed to just ignore it? You have to stand up for the kavod ha-malchus? Kavod ha-kohuna. How can you do this? Umayah says Yanai. Well, im ata shomei al atzati, kill all the chachomim. Ram say, wipe them out. So Yanai says, v'torah matei aleha. No, what's the problem with the Torah? Says Elazar ben Pohira. We're preventing people from learning. There's always the texts are available. They've always been there. People will come back and learn the texts again. What's the big deal? At that moment, Omar, Nachbar, Yitzhak, Yan, these are Kabbalati courses. And this is the moment that we refer to Yochanan Kohen Gadol became a Tzaduki. Because obviously, what should he have said? That's absurd. I mean, Tenach Torah Shebichtav. I mean, so what are we saying? We should now have a Catholic Bible. I mean, what? Torah Shebaal Peh, my. So, miyad vatotzei tzara'a yedei Elazar ben Pohira. We're obviously in the middle of some very ancient texts here, right? You can tell by the language. This is a very old story that's keeping the same Apocrypha style that you hear all the time. So, miyad, immediately, there was now the sudden sparking of evil through Elazar ben Pohira, v'yargu kol chachmei Yisrael, v'ayah olam mishtomim, ad sheba Shimon v'shetach, v'yachzirat haTorah l'yoshna. Okay, that's the story. Now, what does this have to do with me? I'll tell you. Hechidami, what was the case? And the issue over here is they got to the bottom of it. So what was the case initially? You're saying they got to the bottom of it and there was no problem with his mother. So what happens? We have now two witnesses that said, yes, it's true. I mean, certainly the Chachamim wouldn't have reacted if there hadn't been some indication of Chachila that it was true. It was just a rumor. So in other words, did you have two witnesses that it was true? And now you got to the bottom of it by having two witnesses that it isn't true. I mean, that's not going to help, because my chazita de samachta hani smocha hani. You'll say, don't we have a cheskes kashrus of his mother? Well, we're not dealing with his mother. We're dealing with the son. The mother isn't here. So therefore, the cheskes kashrus, there's no cheskes kashrus on Yanai, because he was born after the mother needs to be determined. So we don't have a cheskes kashrus on Yanai. The Cheskes Kashrus on Yanai's mother is not up for diyun here. And therefore, since we don't have her here and can't paskin on her, so why should we rely on the Edim that say it was not a problem? We have every reason to say, look, it's a suffix, we can't use him. Now, even though Lamaisa, that same suffix, points Taisus out, should have passed him for the kuhuna, for the malchus. Because it says that anybody that isn't roi, isn't nises lakona, isn't kosher for the malchus either.
Well, didn't he take it forcefully?
No. Why would he take it forcefully? No. That's not forcefully. So, and the Chachamim didn't object to the malchus. So all of a sudden, now they're objecting to the kohuna. I mean, why is that? So Tosfos says, look, the truth is that the whole thing was a drabona. This chashash that we have to assume automatically. So once he was melech already, they weren't going to make something. He wants to come now to take the kahuna specifically, where the problem was nises the kahuna. That already, and that's why they said it this way. Look, it's enough you have with this problem in your background. It's enough that you have the malchus and nobody's raising it as an issue. Don't try your luck. That's basically what they're telling. Okay. So therefore, that couldn't be the issue. Ella, I'll tell you what it must be, therefore. It must be, says Abaye, that there was an Eid Echad, and that now he's being makrish, right? So the reason is over here, v'tayma, they call makrish elei betray. Now we get to the bottom of it, and we got the two witnesses to say that it wasn't true. But if not for that, the Eid Echad would have indeed been sufficient to be koveya, that she was Asura. So, you see that I'm right, and that even where you have a dover that is nogea dover sheba erva, where you have a situation where you don't have any akasha to it, then we have to worry about even the eight echad. Says Rava, no, that's not what it means when they got to the bottom of it. It means exactly as you said, that it was trey utrey. But you know that there are some trey utreys that you have to rely on the second and not on the first. We've had lots of cases where the second case is mazim, the first eidim. And they say, look, we don't know what it is you're talking about, because we weren't there. But one thing we do know, you weren't either. So that's not eidei akasha, that's eidei azama. For there's a teres mechadish that indeed we believe by definition, the second pair. And therefore, over... There was indeed, initially, the reason there was an Isser was because of two Aiden, not because of one Aid. And therefore, I disagree with you, says Rava. Or, Ibai Seima, Ked Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak says that the Maisa over there was more complex than you're thinking. And that is, Rav Yitzchak, Shivcha Yichnisu Tachtea. What happened was that there were people who managed to switch Yanai's mother for a Shivcha. And the people who had seen originally Yanai's mother captured, and then had seen that she was alone with the Goyim, which is what ossered her, assumed it was the same person. So when it says that they found out it wasn't true, it's because it wasn't her. She was captured, had never been alone with the Goyim without Aiden. And whence ostensibly she was, we now have Aiden that she wasn't even there. It was somebody else. And therefore... It was a logistical issue. It has nothing to do with the Ne'amonis of an Eid Echad at all. Omar Rava, so Rava says, okay, let me prove my contention that B'dover Sherev Erva, you could just forget about having to worry about an Eid Echad. And that is, the Tznan, Omar Rabbi Shimon, Ma'aseh B'migurash al diskim B'yavne. So they had this DVD changer in... No, that doesn't make sense. So... Megorash al diskim is a mikveh. A megorah is the lashon of agur. So you have water there.
And it's
not in there? Well, obviously. I mean, where else would where else would they have kept discs in those days?
And digging
during time. Wow. Okay, so Inyavne, this was the name, diskim was the name of a guy, some say it was the name of a district in Yavne. Shaita omeret b'cheskat shleima. Now that mikveh was always assumed to be the super kosher mikveh, like the kashrus of the restaurants around here, the super kosher restaurant that all turned out to be treifa. You know, anyway, so one day somebody actually measures the mikveh, and madadovinim tzachasera. So actually, it never had, at least from the time that we checked it, it didn't have 40 sa. So they didn't know how far back this had happened, you know. So kol taharot shenasu agaba. So there was an argument between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, how long backwards to aser the tires. So Rabbi Tarfon said to Rabbi Akiva, look, the mikveh at one point was a shlema. So mikveh zebechaskat shalemu omed, right? And now you're coming along misafek to say, well, we never know. It might have ended up losing its water a year ago. So misafek atabala chasro. You're now trying to change a chazaka that is known. Alta chasreno misafek. Don't take the water out of the mikveh with a safek. You have a chazaka that the water is in the mikveh. Om Rabbi Akiva, no. Forget about the mikveh. Let's talk about the person who went to the mikveh, okay? The guy who went to the mikveh had a cheskas tumah. Now you want to take off his tumah by his going into a mikveh that isn't a mikveh. So, and now misafek atabala taharo? You want to be metayer him. Al tatarenu misafek. Don't make him Torah misafek. You have to have a mikveh vadai. Omar Rabbi Tarfot. Rabbi Tarfot said, well, look. Mashallah omeda makriva al gabea mizbea. Vinodashu ben grusha o ben chalutza. Shavodatok shira. A guy was standing and being makriva on the mizbeah, and suddenly finds out he's ben grusha ben chalutza. The avodah that he did in the past is kosher. Now that we know from a pasuk. Okay. But as Tosfos says, I mean, it's an absurd mashal, because that's nothing to do with what we're discussing. What in the world? Here there's a machlokus about whether you're supposed to look at the makor of the suffix and apply the chazaka to the first level, or whether you're supposed to apply the chazaka to the issue that you're coming to paskin. That's a fundamental machlokus, which has nothing to do with the din of a ben gerusha, ben chalutza, but yet, what are they talking about? It's a joke. So Tosfos says, no, there's two different machlokus, clearly, because otherwise, I mean, this whole thing is crazy. One is that machlokus about where you look at a chazak. Is a chazak in the application, or is a chazak in determining the facts, which will then define the application? It doesn't have to mean the mitzias, literally, but the halachic facts. Okay. But then there's another issue. They're also arguing in the case where Kohen was tovel in this mikveh. So now, what would be the din if that Kohen was tovel in this mikveh, yeah, and now come along Adam and say, no, we know that that mikveh was chaser at the time that he was tovel in it. Would not what he would have done be kosher? Is he any different than a ben grusha, ben chalutza? So even b'diavad, there's a special din that when it comes to the tumah of a Kohen, it should be kosher b'diavad. Okay. Says Rabbi Akiva, you're looking for mishalim instead of speaking intelligently. I'll give you a mashal. Mashal omeidu makriva gabeya mizbeach v'nodashu balmum. Okay? Now what about that? So now you're going to say, well, even though he's a balmum, no. Over there you too are agreed of that is psula. Om Rabbi Tafra. Okay, look. Hata dimito le balmum, ani dimitiv le ben grusha le man chalutza. So let's analyze this, all right? Then you agree with me, right? Okay, fine, says Rabbi Akiva. Let me open the discussion, all right? A mikvah, the din of a mikvah is that it's psulo biyachid. Okay, now, if a guy comes along and he says, I just checked this mikvah, an eid echad is neman b'yisurin. You can't use that mikveh if an eid says, I just checked it, it's not kosher. You can use the mikveh if an eid says, I checked it, it is kosher. So when it comes to isur, we accept an eid echad. Okay? So that's number one. Now there's another issue, and the balmum, I'm comparing it to, also is psulo b'yachid. If an eid echad comes, and he says, this guy is a balmum, he's neman, and we'll talk about this in a moment. So therefore, I say compared to a balmum. Now, al yochiach ben grusha ben chalutza, which is psulo b'shnayim, because now this is davar shebe'er erva ben grusha ben chalutza. Not to mention davar acher, mikva psulo begufo, and a balmum is psulo begufo. Also, the balmum and the mikva have to do with a psul here in the item itself. Again, we're going to discuss this. Where the psul on him devolves from other people. Amarle Rabbi Tarfon, Akiva, you are brilliant. Kol haporesh mimcha kaporesh min hachayim. I give up. 100% you're right. I changed my mind. Now let's analyze, says Rava. What were they talking about? Hai balmum shepsul biyachid. When this argument discusses a balmum, and he says one witness can be believed. Explain to me what the case is. If the guy says it's not true, mima ema, ela adishatik. So we're all agreed that an eid echad is only nema, where you're not saying I know differently. Udikavate gabi ben grusha ben chalutza adishatik. So now the similar case would be in the case of ben grusha ben chalutza, he doesn't deny it. And it says, mikveh psulo biyachid, v'mbalmum psulo biyachid, v'ayochiach ben grusha ben chalutza, shepsulo b'shnayim. Now you tell me what that means. Huh? Abaya. Doesn't it mean that there's a tremendous difference between inyonim that have to do with Erva, ben grusha ben chalutza, and inyonim that have to do with other Yisurim? That's all I'm saying. So somebody comes along, and he says, your wife was mezana. Tough. I don't have to worry about it. Abai Amar, no, that's not the case. The case is that he is being makish the eid. So you'll say, like you said, well, if he's being makish the eid, why would we listen to the eid? Did you ever think about the fact that we can tell the guy, okay, if you're not a balmum, strip and show. Shlach, take off your clothes, and achmet, show us you're not a balmum. This guy claims you're a balmum. From here, says Tosfos, that in any case where you have an eid echad, that it is now possible to be mevarer. Until you're mevarer, the eid echad is ne'aman, because it's in your hands now to define the situation. Yet another level of ne'amanut of eid echad. So therefore, what does this have to do with anything? That's exactly what the point was. That's what we're talking about over here. By the way, this business about a ben grusha ben chalutza, the avodat hakshira, where does that come from? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, it comes from the pasuk. The Omar Kro Vaita Lo Ulazaro Acharav, and this Zaro Acharav, Bein Zera Kasher, Bein Zera Pasul, it's Lo Ulazaro Acharav. Now Tosfos points out, we have a number of times needed an extra word for Ein, Ayin, to say that Zera even includes Psulim. Mm-hmm. The word Zera does not mean Kasher or Pasul, unless there's another indication. So why over here does it? Very, very powerful question. And Tosfos says, because since over here the issue is only related to males, it should have said Banav Acharav. Because the Zera is not certainly not giving a brit kunat olam to the females. It's always Bnei Aharon. And consistently, it always talks about Banim. Why all of a sudden is it talking about Zera? Not to include females. Ah, to include Psulim. Beautiful. Okay. Now, Avuah de Shmuel has a different source, and he says it's Miacha. Borech Hashem Chelo, ufa'al yadav tirtzeh. Afilu Chelo, meaning afilu chulin shabo, chalalim shabo, the Avodah should be Ritzuya. Rabbiana Omar Miacha. Ubata lakoin ashiriyeh bayamim ahem. Now, what does that mean, ashiriyeh bayamim ahem? Do we really think we're talking about the time traveler's wife over here? Why does the Torah have to say the Kohen in your days? Aha! Because today might be a Kohen, but before he wasn't a Kohen. Tomorrow he isn't a Kohen. So then you're going to say, well, so now it turned out he was never a Kohen. No, in your days he's a Kohen, good enough. Brilliant. Okay. Ela zekasher v'nit chalel. Okay. So how do I know that a balmum is avodas psula, which also we're taking for granted? Now this question, l'chora, we only have to ask if the mekor is zaro ben kasher ben pasul. If we learn it out from b'yareich Hashem chelo, it's only a din in chalalot. There's no havamina that it should be a din in balmum, right? Okay, so how do we know now, assuming that we have a general psak, that a Kohen's avoda is kosher, why wouldn't it include a balmum? Omer, if you know Omer Shmuel, look, Doma Kro, Lochein Emor, Inani Noten Lo Et Biriti Shalom, which means, Kishu Shalem, Velo Kishu Chaser. So in other words, once there's a balmum, he's not included. Wait, it doesn't say Shalem, it says Shalom. A shalom k'tiv. Ah, says Rav Nachman. Note that the vav of the word shalom is kiti'ahi. Now, what exactly kiti'ahi is a big machlokas, a poskav, a lokal amaisa, in the Sefer Torah. Does it mean that it's small, so it looks like a yud, so it can be read shalim? Or does it actually mean that it's busted, so that it should have two meanings, shalom if read with the bottom piece?
And that doesn't puzzle it.
No, because this is the Allah HaMashim, we see that they're right.
And how many pigs is it? You see a guy say,
Iboilo, Ishto zinta ve'ed echad v'shotek, ma'o. Amra abay ne'ema, Rav omer enu ne'ema, navi davar sheberva, ve'en davar sheberva, pachot bishnayim. Amra abay minami, Dausam, Avi Misadim at night, Akameda Mashmuel, Yumachad Nogale, Vlavika Ati, Shada Shlicha Bata, Raza Shlicha Bechada, Urkata Yubechada, Kiota Shliacha Maristozinta, Otel Kamid Mashmuel, Amelai, Imehem, and Lakazi Lavka, Vilo Lovdafik. So my love, Imehem and Allah, the love Gazlana, Verova? No. Imehem and Allah betrays Yelavka, Vilo Lotavka. Viomer Abai, Minamina, Lotatania. מעשה ינאי המלך שהלך לקוח שבמדבר וקיבל שם 60 כרכים, ובחזרתו היה שמח שמחה גדולה, וקרא לכל חכמי ישראל, אמר להם אבותינו היו אוכלים מלוכים, בזמן שהיו עסקים בבניין בית המקדש, אף אנו נאכל מלוכים, זכר לאבותינו, ועלו מלוכים על שולחנות של זהב, ואכלו, והיה שם אחד איש לית לב רע בליעל, ואלעזר בן פורירה שמו, ויאמר אלעזר בן פורירה לינאי המלך, ינאי המלך, ליבם שפירושים עליך, ומה אעשה? הקים להם בצית שבין עיניך. הקים להם בצית שבין עיניו, היה שם זקן אחד יהודה בן גדידיה שמו. ויאמר יהודה בן גדידיה לינאי המלך, ינאי המלך, רב לך כתר מלכות, הלך כתר כהונה לזרעו של אהרון, שהיו אומרים אמו נשבית במודיעין. ויבוקש הדבר ולא נמצא, ויבדלו חכמי ישראל בזעם. ויאמר אלעזר בן פורירה לינאי המלך, ינאי המלך, הדיוט שבישראל, כך הוא דינו, ואתה מלך וכהן גדול, כך הוא דינך? ומה אעשה? אם אתה שומע לעצתי רומסם, ותורה מתי עליה, הרי כרוכה ומונחת בקרן זווית, כל רוצה ללמוד יבוא וילמד. אמר רב נחמן, יצא מיד לזרקה בו הפיקור הסוד, דאבי לילה מימה, תנח תורה שבכתב, תורה שבה פה מי, מיד ותוצא צרעה על ידי אלעזר בן פורירה, ויהרגו כל חכמי ישראל. והיה העולם משתומם עד שבא שמעון בן שטח והחזיר את התורה ליושנה. Now, I say, היחידני, אילי מדבר שיימרי ישתבוי, ובר שיימרי לא ישתבוי, שמי חזית את הסמכת הנצמוך אני, אלא בעד אחד. ותאימה, וכל מקרה שלה בתרי, עליו אחי מהמה, ורבה, נאו לי, עולם תרי ותרי. כלומר, ברבה רבה וניומי, in many cases like this, בידי עזמה, או כנמי בידי עזמה, ואור ביתאימה, ביתאימה, רבי יצחק, אומר רבי יצחק, שבחה הכניסו תחתיה. עומר רבה, on the other end, מנוע אמינו לא תהיו, תתנן, אומר פשימה, מעשה במגורן של דיסקים, ביאמנה, שהייתה עומדת בחזקת שלמה, מדדו, ונמצאת חסרה, כל טהרות שנעשו אגבה, היה רבי טרפון מטהר ורבי עקיבא מטמא. אמר רבי טרפון, מקווה זה בחזקת שלם הוא. מספק אתה בא לחסרה, תחסרנו מספק. אומר רבי עקיבא, אדם זה בחזקת טמא הוא עומד. מספק אתה בא לטהרו, אל תטהרנו מספק. אומר רבי טרפון, משל, לעומד ומקריב אגבי המזבח, ונודע שהוא בן גרושו בן חלוצה, שעבודתה כשרה. אמר רבי עקיבא, משל, לעומד ומקריב אגבי המזבח, ונודע שהוא במום, שעבודתה פסולה. אומר רבי טרפון, וואו, אתה דמית אל במום, אני דמית אל בן גרושו בן חלוצה. נראה למי דומה, אי דומה לבן גרושו בן חלוצה, נידונו לנו כבן גרושו בן חלוצה, אם דומה לבמום, נידוננו כבמום. התחיל רבי עקיבא לדון. מקווה פסולו ביחיד, ובן גרושה בן חלוצה, פסולו ביחיד, ובעמום פסולו ביחיד, והיה יוכיח בן גרושה בן חלוצה פסולו בשניים. דבר אחר, מקווה פסולו בגופו, ובעמום פסולו בגופו, יוכיח בן גרושה בן חלוצה פסולו מאחר. אומר לרבי טרפון, עקיבא כל הפרש מבחר כפרש מן החיים. נהי בעמום שפסולו ביחיד יחידון, אידקה מקר שלהם ממהמן, אלא דשתיק להם, וגבות אגבי בן גרושה בן חלוצה, דשתיק הוא קטן עם מקווה פסולו ביחיד, ובעמום פסולו ביחיד, היוכיר בן גרושה בן חלוצה, שפסולו בשניים, וזה דובר שבערבה. הבאי אומר, לא, 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 מקר שלהם, דקאמר דמי מהמן, דיומר לה, שלח אחווה, והנה דקטן עם מקווה פסולו בגופה, ובעמום פסולו בגופה, היוכיר בן גרושה בן חלוצה, פסולו מאחר. בן גרושה בן חלוצה לעבודת הבקשר מן הלן, אומר רבי נאמר שמואל יום הקרב הייתה לו ולזרעו אחריו, בין זרע כשר, בין זרע פסול. עבוד שמואל אמר מיוחו, בורך השם חילו, ובאה ידיו תרצה, אפילו חולין שבו תרצה. רבי ינאי אומר מיוחו, ובאת אל הכהן אשר יהיה בימים ההם, וכי תעלה על דעתך שעד המלאכת תכן שלא היה בימיו, אלא זה כשר ונתחלל. בעמום דעבודת הפסולה מן הלן, So